Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince.
May the 29th, physical life, resurrection life.
This week, Derek shows us how Jesus was cut off by death so that we can be joined to God eternally. Today he explains how this transaction gives us a new bodily life. Jesus tasted death in every aspect for every person, so that we might have life in every aspect. Yesterday we talked about the first aspect, which is spiritual life. Today we'll look at the second aspect, which is physical life. This life comes in two successive phases. First, we have life in our physical bodies now, but our bodies are mortal. Thus, second, at the resurrection, our bodies will be changed into immortal bodies.
Romans chapter 8, verse 11. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, that means dwells in you right now, not after the resurrection, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you.
We each have a mortal body with resurrection life. Mortal flesh, a mortal body, but resurrection life made manifest in it. Not just operating in it, but made manifest in it. If this verse doesn't refer to divine healing and divine physical strength and vitality, then I don't understand these words. But that's not the conclusion. The conclusion is a changed body. Concerning this changed body, Paul wrote,
1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 to 54. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality.
Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Jesus, for your work on the cross. I proclaim that because Jesus tasted death for me, I have life. Resurrection life now and life eternal. I proclaim that Jesus was cut off by death, that I might be joined to God eternally. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.